What is going on, podcast listeners? Neil here for another episode of the Remote Local Podcast. So I've got a kind of tactical episode for you guys today. It is SEO for Dummies. So first off, if you guys don't know what SEO is, search engine optimization is how to get you ranked on Google. Now, I just went through a process of changing out our SEO vendors for Made This franchise. And part of that process was working with one vendor, and I saw that we weren't performing as well. So I went on a hunt and interviewed so many damn other vendors for SEO. And I feel like I had to become an SEO expert just to know how to vet SEO vendors, which is insane. And what I want to do is distill all the knowledge and things I've learned into this short podcast. So hopefully you know what to look out for and make sure, number one, you don't get duped, right? There's a lot of SEO vendors out there who say, hey, pay me. And SEO takes, 6 to 9 months. So you won't see results till then. So you can't really assess what's going on for a while. And look, for the most part, that's true. There's some things that you could improve immediately, but a lot of times SEO takes a while and you don't see results for a while. So it's very easy to kind of get, for lack of better words, scammed in this, where someone promises you the world, but you don't really see results. And they could say, well, Google's hard to crack. Just, you have to just keep paying me and then I'll keep doing it. So I'm going to break down exactly what I know about SEO. And that way, when you are vetting it or even want to do it yourself, you have a head start. Now, before I dive into the actual tactics of it, I just kind of want to preface some things. There's short-term solutions for marketing, and then there's medium-term and long-term. Short-term is like capturing demand. And you've probably heard me say that before, but there's already people searching for whatever service you're providing. Just get in front of them immediately. Pay for ads on Thumbtack, pay for ads on Yelp, pay for Google Ads, whatever, just to get in front of them. That's short-term stuff. SEO is what I consider medium to long-term game. You can't survive only on paid ads forever. I mean, you can, but all of a sudden there's an algorithm shift. It's a risky position, but you getting ranked on Google and maintaining those rankings, that could pay for everything. That could be worth way, way more than paying for Thumbtack or whatever, right? So that's the benefit of SEO, but it does take a while. So there's two schools of thought. One, people say, I can do this myself. And other people say, no, I want to hire a vendor for this. Now, here's my feedback on that and what I recommend you do. If you believe you can do this consistently and you like it, you can do it yourself. You're going to save a ton of money in the long run. It's a good skill to have. The key word is consistently, because SEO is a long-term game, right? You have to be devoted to doing this every single month, every single week, and putting in the time and effort to learn SEO and also implement it in your business. The benefit is you're going to save a ton of money and build a skill set. But if you're not doing it consistently and you think, hey, I have too much stuff going on, I don't think I could do this consistently, don't do it yourself then. Really, it's not worth doing unless you're going to do it long-term yourself. All right. For myself, I tried to do it myself initially and I realized I'm not really doing this. And one of the best decisions I made was paying up for an SEO vendor a long time ago. This was, 7, 8 years ago is when I paid up for a vendor to help me get ranked in Los Angeles. And it was better. That's when I realized, okay, I should just pay people for their skill set and what they can do. Cool. So I'm going to dive now into the different aspects of SEO and hopefully make you a mini SEO expert by the end of this. So there's multiple different factors when it comes to SEO. I'm going to break them down. All right. One is map pack ranking. Number two is link building. Number three is content writing and on-page SEO. And number four is technical SEO. All right. You sound complicated. I promise you they're not. I'm going to dumb them down for you right now. But these are the four aspects as it comes to local SEO. And any vendor you vet, make sure you ask them, what are you doing for this? What are you doing for this? They might say, oh, that's not needed. All of these in conjunction are needed, right? And then, look, there's a lot of ways of doing SEO. Some people might be able to get you a lot of attraction just by doing one of them. But from what I understand, I want someone to do all of them for me. Number one, I'm going to start with map pack ranking. So map pack is your Google My Business ranking, getting you listed on Google My Business, number one, and then getting you ranked so you pop up at the top of the map when someone types in like plumbing near me or mobile car cleaning near me or cleaning near me. The people who pop up on the map pack, that is SEO based stuff. Now, there's agencies who will charge you and say, hey, we're only going to do map pack SEO for you. It's not worth paying someone only to do that because a lot of it's just out of their hands, right? There's only a finite amount of stuff you can do with the optimization of your Google My Business profile. So once you actually get it set up, if you guys know, for your Google My Business, you have to get it. They usually send a postcard or some form of verification. Go get it verified. Make sure your Google My Business profile online is filled out. Make sure the description has all of your keywords in there. For example, for Made This, I make sure it says vacation rental cleaning, Airbnb cleaning, residential cleaning, house cleaning, all those keywords in there. You don't want to keyword stuff it, but you want it, the keywords to be in there. Make sure everything is filled out to a T on there. Your phone number, your full proper name, all the services is fully optimized. After that's done, there's not much more you can do on the profile optimization. So the next two biggest factors of this, number one biggest factor is online reviews. Especially if you can get the online reviews to mention your keywords, oh, crushing it. That's the number one factor with MatPack SEO by far. So for example, for Made This, we try to get people to leave a keyword of like cleaning near or cleaning Los Angeles, right? That'll help boost us. Or like apartment cleaning. If you're a plumber, you know, plumbers in Denver, like if they could somehow put these keywords in the Google review, that's great. That's what you want. So that's the number one factor. Number two is how often you post. So we use a service called Loomly, loomly.com. There's a lot of these. There's social media posting services, and we just pre-schedule posts. You could create posts in Canva. You could put blog posts, whatever you want. But as long as you're posting consistently, Google knows that you are an active participant on your GMB profile, and they're going to reward you for it. That's it. So if an SEO company says, hey, we're going to handle this for you. All right. Well, really all they need to handle is once it's optimized is posting stuff, which isn't that hard to do. So if someone's only offering that, and I've seen vendors only offer that, that shouldn't be a standalone service. That should just be added into the other stuff they're doing. Cool. Next, link building. This one's a little bit more complicated. This is something that I definitely would never want to do myself, but I think there's many ways of doing it. What link building is means when other websites point to your website, Google says, oh, this website must be important. For example, if there's a bunch of other companies, especially in your local market, who have a link to your website, Google will say, oh, wow, like all these other local companies are pointing to this website. That means it's probably pretty important. Let me boost them up in the rankings. The other thing Google looks at is what's called the domain authority for the websites, which is linking to you. For example, if like the Wall Street Journal links to you, Google's like, all right, well, Wall Street Journal is very credible and they're linking to this company. That means this company must be pretty credible too. Let me boost them in the rankings, right? So getting a link from a very powerful website back to your website is great link juice. And the other thing is also getting links from local companies. I think this is becoming more and more important for Google now, is more link juice, right? A lot of strategies around link building. Some people have like scammy links where they just like spin up a bunch of blogs and link back to you. And it's not really about quantity of links. It's about quality of links. So the first question to a vendor would be, what is your link building strategy like? What are you doing? How are you getting links? Are you buying them? Just understanding about that, they should be able to tell you, hey, our goal is to get you X number of links per month. If someone says, we will get you exactly this number of links from these authority websites every single month, they're probably buying those links, which is not the worst deal, but you know, something to think about. So you want to make sure there's some component of link building in what you're doing, hopefully from high authority websites coming back to you. Next would be content writing and on-page SEO. This is pretty important. On your website, if you have like, I'll give you an extreme example. If you have no content random there or it has very little content, you're not going to rank. Because Google is going to crawl a website and say, well, I don't know what these people do. There's barely any written word on here. How am I supposed to figure out what they do and present them to the audience, right? So a good SEO agency should be looking at your website saying, well, this page, we want to optimize this for this keyword. So I'm going to update the header tags and I'm going to update X, Y, and Z for the written content on your website per page to optimize it. That's what they should be doing, and they should be doing ongoingly. So for example, the new agency we hired, they're going to be optimizing like at least two pages a month per location, meaning they're going to go to the page and say, all right, well, this is an apartment cleaning page. Let me get it fully optimized for all the keywords, do proper keyword research for this market, figure out what keywords I need to put in here and make it sound really good and nice. Now it's an optimized page, right? So that's a big piece of this. You know, people talk about blogs, and I think blogs are great. That's part of the content strategy as well. But, you know, I think that's part of the strategy, not the whole strategy. So blogs, if you think about it, if someone has a blog on like best cleaning checklist and someone goes and clicks that, is that really your target customer? I'm not really convinced it is, right? So I think if someone says, hey, we do content writing, meaning we post blogs on your website for you, I think that's good just for letting Google know, oh, this is a powerful website because there's a lot of content on there, but I don't think that's driving that much traffic. So you want to ask them, I'm glad you're posting blogs, but what are you doing with optimizing the content that's on my website right now? That's what you want to ask them, right? So that's called on-page SEO and content writing along with that. The last big point here is technical SEO, which is basically just website optimization. Now, this is usually pretty low-hanging fruit for a lot of SEO agencies. They should be able to look at your website and say, oh, like there's some minor tweaks I could do here to make a big difference. I'm going to give you guys some examples, like your navigation panel, like at the top of your website where it says home, pricing, stuff like that. In Google's eyes, that's the most like important area, right? So if you want to rank for keyword, put it in the navigation panel, have a link to the page in the navigation panel. That's big. So things like that is what an SEO vendor should be doing for you. This is a very fair question. You could say, hey, can you tell me what you would change on my website and send me an analysis for it? They're going to give you a breakdown. They'll tell you, well, this is what I'm going to do. You know, your header tags are not good. We need to optimize that. Your navigation panel is not good. We need to optimize that. Things they should be saying is we want to do interlinking in the website, meaning like linking one page to the other. So that way it's very clean. Google likes that because it makes it easy for Google to crawl your website. So if each page kind of links to each other, goes back and forth, it's a good website structure is what it's called. A lot of these factors can optimize your website and increase your rankings. Look at your page load speed. So Google has a tool for page load speed. Literally go to Google, type in page load speed, look at your page load speed and it'll show you your website health ranking. So what I did for my agency is I said, screenshot what it is right now. And this is the current website health. In 6 months, I want to see where this goes. This is the baseline, right? This is your KPI. This has to improve. That's technical SEO, right? And then to see what things they offer for that. So that's kind of holistically everything needed for SEO. Now, again, it goes back to whether you want to do it yourself or you want to find someone to actually do it for you. In my opinion, I don't want to do all of these different things. And honestly, most times this requires like a small agency to do, because if you look at link building, content writing, technical SEO, these are all kind of different skill sets, right? So a freelancer by themselves, can they do it? Yeah, they could. They have to be a really, really skilled freelancer by themselves. So typically you're looking at like at a small agency who might have someone who specializes in link building and someone else who's really good at technical stuff and website development, things like that. I found an agency who I'm going to test out and see how they actually do, who does all of these and can actually manage my website for like WordPress backend management as well. And I decided to go with them. But the biggest thing is always set KPIs. Tell them, here's your success metrics. Here's my website health. Here's the current traffic per location. Here's the baseline in 6 months. Is that how long you need? Cool. You need 6 months. This is what I want it to be at. Let's see if you get there. Right. So always assess how they're doing and provide success metrics for that. All right. Hopefully this helps you guys avoid a lot of pitfalls. I did a ton of damn research just to figure this out. Listen to this a couple of times if you want, but this is what you need to be thinking about when it comes to SEO. Last thing I'll mention, a lot of people ask me, when do I do SEO? My answer is going to be as soon as you can afford it, right? Your goal is to get off of paid ads. You don't want to be living your whole life and your business's life only on paid ads. So as soon as you could afford SEO services, that's about the time to get off of them. That's about the time to like start investing money in it. How much should it cost? On the low end, probably like for everything I've described, $750 a month. On the high end, you know, probably $1,500 to $2,000 a month if you're a local service business. If you have like, I don't know, if it's a highly competitive keyword, things could go higher. You know, if you're only doing some of these services, things could go lower. But that's typically the range I've seen, $750 to $1,500. Some of them go up, some of them go down, just depending on what they provide. But that's kind of the rate you should be looking at to start with. Cool. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. Hopefully you got a lot of value from this episode, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Remote Local Podcast. Thanks again for listening, guys. There are two ways I could help you out. Number one is with May This Franchise. If you want to get into business but don't want to go at it alone, we have you covered with everything from A to Z. Check out madethisfranchise.com to start your own remote local business. The next is with the Remote Local Blueprint, which is a course I launched to teach you the foundations of starting your own remote local business in any niche. It's do it yourself at your own pace, and you can check that out at blueprint.beremotelocal.com.